Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Mack reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mac hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball towards right. Fox settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fox. Heath scores. Mac moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Harris moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris fires to first and has Weatherly trapped. There's the throw to Cronin who tags Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mack reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike Riba now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Feller bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Feller moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boudreau moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Heath steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Heath scores. It's 10-5, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Mike Ryba. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Finney reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly scores. It's 11-8, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Heath reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.